This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. The Simpsons lie on a bed of rice in front of their couch. Giant hands roll them into a sushi roll and cut it up. Titles, created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. At the plant, Smithers uses a key card and retinal scanner outside a supply closet. The door opens. Two laser robots step out and scan him with sensor beams. He uses a ray gun to blast a portal in the floor beneath them, then fills out a requisition form.
Item being procured, one standard size paperclip.
As he takes it, he knocks a plutonium rod from a neighboring box. It blocks the door from shutting as he goes. In the hall.
Did you guys see that stupid foul call in the game last night?
See it? We followed the ref home and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I still think that might have been a kid who worked at Foot Locker. Hey, the supply room's open.
I better close it.
Carl throws the rod back into the closet. The door starts to close.
Unguarded stuff!
Homer dives and blocks it with his face.
Attention, lovers of free office supplies! Come and steal things you can easily afford!
All over the plant, workers leave their stations. Smitty paints his hard hat like a jack-o'-lantern trick-or-treat bucket. Handling radioactive fluid through containment glass, Zootroy turns and follows the others, ripping the paint off the wall. Cars filled with supplies file out of the parking lot. One drags a coffee machine. Another driver staples his overflowing trunk shut.
Can someone open this bottle of Mother Wolf Placenta for me?
Mr. Burns! Save me, panic!
Homer speeds out ahead of the others, causing a multi-car pileup.
Woohoo!
Supplies spill from their trunks.
My rubberized bands! My binder clips! My accordion post-its!
Lenny tries to drive off, but Burns yanks him back by the post-its in his car.
Oh, Lenny, why would you steal my bear?
I just wanted something to cuddle at night.
That's my cuddle bear. I loved him. I shot him. He's mine.
Now Burns holds a meeting.
It has come to my attention that you lunch-bagging wage lizards are robbing me blind.
If you paid us better, we wouldn't have to steal.
You don't even work here.
What? You mean I've been calling in sick for nothing? I might not be here tomorrow, that's for sure.
Only one of you monkeys wasn't caught with his sticky paw in my tin cup. Homer Simpson.
How you doing, Eric?
Wow, he threw us under the bus and now he's sitting in the bus driver's lap.
Now, Simpson, how is it that you alone managed to keep your moral compass pointed to true north?
Well, sir, before I do anything, I stop and ask myself, what would Jesus and Mr. Burns do?
You are garbage made flesh!
This is a mockery!
Hush! Now, well, Simpson gets the day off. The rest of you will write 30-page essays entitled Homer Simpson, Moral Lodestar.
Question? Can we have fun with it?
No, you may not.
The workers start their essays. Now Homer takes Bart fishing.
You know, boy, my dad used to take me fishing just like this. More angry text from work.
That's a lot of eights. I can't believe you got all your friends in trouble and you got the day off.
Hey, it's called karma.
He sips a beer.
Isn't karma where if you do something bad, bad things happen to you?
A common misconception.
He reels in a fish.
Suck it, karma! Yeah! I'm talking to you, karma! Karma's a bitch, karma!
At dawn, Homer wakes in bed and stretches.
Nothing better than a lazy Saturday morning lying in a warm, moist bed. Because weekends are... Moist! I went to bed! The one embarrassing thing I've never done!
Now Homer goes to the kitchen, hiding the bedsheets behind his back.
Marge, from time to time I've heard you speak of a washing machine. Where would I find this marvelous contraption?
Why? Are you going to do the laundry?
The kids gape.
Not just the laundry. That would be weird, and you might ask questions. I'm going to do all the chores. What the hell are you doing? Don't yell at me, Brain. This happened on your watch. You have two jobs, thinking and bladder control. I'm doing the best with what I got. All you feed me is reality shows. I like to watch Lamar Odom play Xbox while his giant wife yells at him. Is that so nuts? Huh? Yeah, shut you up.
Now Homer wakes in his bed again and smiles.
Now, I'm sure yesterday's incident of urination domination was a one-time deal. but just to make sure...
He soaks his pajamas.
Oh, why can't I cork my Wang wine?
A thought bubble.
Homer, you do not yet understand the meaning of karma.
But isn't karma just an expression of the Dharma?
But that is beside the point, okay? If something bad is happening to you, it must be because of something you did to others.
Deep down, I must be feeling guilty about getting my friends in trouble. And my problem won't stop till I make things right with them. But first, a little more sleep.
He squishes the bubble and uses it as a pillow. Now Homer hosts a barbecue in the park.
This is the best I'm sorry party Homer's ever thrown.
Who the hell are you?
I'm sorry. He's on Ed. Sorry. Hey, Lenny. Sorry. One more announcement. Make sure you whack pinata me and not real me.
Carl whacks a pinata depicting Homer and pulls out a pinata heart.
A lot of work went into this thing.
It squirts red confetti. Carl throws the heart down and beats it.
Die!
So, I gotta know. Do you guys forgive me?
Carl gnaws the heart.
Ain't no problem that free food and free booze won't fix.
Free?
Homer eyes the list. One, ask if I'm forgiven. Two, get them to chip in.
Free it is! Yeah! Thanks, guys. Tomorrow morning, my sheets will be as dry as the surface of Mars, except for the poles.
At dawn, Homer sleeps peacefully in bed. His eyes snap open. He bolts up and lifts the covers.
Ow! What the? Wet? Again? Oh, I did the right thing for nothing. There's only one solution left.
He raises a knife above his waist and uses it to cut shrink wrap off a phone book. Now a sign reads Shameful Eddie's, the embarrassing problem superstore. In a trench coat, ball cap, and sunglasses, Homer leaves with a box reading Your Alarm.
Simpson, you forgot your receipt for your adult bedwetting product. Homer Simpson, are you there?
Nighttime. While Marge flosses, Homer furtively opens the Your Alarm box. He takes out instructions and a sensor pad.
Okay. Place detection pad here. Connect alarm hookup. Here. Now that's what I call looking out for number one.
He turns off the light and settles in. Later, the alarm's red light flashes.
What's going on?
Probably just a fire alarm. Try to go back to sleep.
He pounds the device. The kids run in and find it.
Whoa! What's going on? Is this a joke?
Son, I'm afraid the Your Alarm Whiz No More 9000 is no joke.
What is going on?
Kids, there's something I have to tell you. Your mother and I are wetting the bed.
We're wetting the bed?
Hey, when you were pregnant, everything was we.
Now, a package labeled Confidence Man Adult Diapers features a slick-looking man in a suit. Wearing a diaper, Homer seductively kisses Marge, but she pulls away.
What?
I'm sorry, homie. A diaper just isn't sexy.
What about Cupid? He's smoking hot.
He's a baby with wings.
Marge, it's not the diaper. It's what's inside.
Attempting a sexy dance, he wags his butt at her, then thrusts his hips. He untapes one side, giving a peek of flesh.
That's just not doing it for me.
Oh.
Marge turns away and pulls up the bed covers, and Homer settles in sadly beside her. Later, asleep in his diaper, he turns on his stomach like a baby. Marge slips out of bed and goes for a walk. A figure flies out from behind a house and lands in a hedge.
Professor Frank, are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, my dear. I was just trying to get past the New York Times paywall and then kaboom. And what brings you out in the middle of the night?
It's kind of embarrassing.
Yes, I heard about your husband's bedwetting problem.
How do you know about it?
Tweeted by Bart, retweeted by Krusty. Well, perhaps I can help. You see, I have invented a device that allows you to enter someone else's dreams and explore their subconscious.
So we can go inside Homer's sleeping mind and find out why he's wetting the bed?
Yes. In fact, I just used it to cure another Springfielder of his particular obsession.
Normal Stu likes normal things.
Now, as Homer sleeps on his couch, Frink puts electrodes on the foreheads of him and his family.
We're actually entering Dad's dreams?
Yes, you see, it's the only way you can uncover the psychological trauma that is causing your father's secret shame.
Why does Maggie have to go?
What am I, a babysitter?
He activates a device connecting electrodes from within an open metal case. They all fall asleep. In a dream, Homer skis down a mountain. His family catches up to him.
Hey, guys. What you doing in my dream?
Trying to fix your broken brain?
My brain's fine. In my dreams, I'm an intermediate skier.
His family follows him down the steep, snowy mountain slope. Death pulls up beside him on a snowmobile, his scythe slung across his back.
Ski Patrol, everybody be cool.
It's Death! I recognize him from 40th birthday cards.
His snowmobile tows a coffin.
Homie, this might be a clue. What's in that coffin could be behind your nighttime whoopsies.
You wet the bed?
Oh, great. Now Death knows.
Homer skis up behind the coffin and pounces on it. Its lid reads, marriage.
Ah! What do you see?
Nothing. Typical dream nonsense.
Death leads them over a cliff. They free fall past its jagged stone face.
Relax. Everyone knows that if you die in a dream, you just wake up.
Actually, because I neglected to install the latest Adobe Acrobat update, if you die in the dream, you die in real life. Incidentally, I've also proven that hell is real, and everyone goes there. Frank out, pussy.
Death plummets alongside the Simpsons.
Wait a minute. I can't die.
A bigger, scarier Death appears.
Mommy!
Little Death pulls a ripcord, opening a parachute.
We should fall asleep in this dream. 1 minute at this level equals 2 hours one dream level below.
Wait, dreams have rules?
Everything has rules, Bart.
Not me, when I hit the dance floor.
Busting out his moves, he does the Bat-2-see and the swim, walks like an Egyptian in disco points. As he breaks into a pop-and-lock arm wave, Marge hooks him and Lisa up to the dream device. They all fall asleep. In the next dream level, they appear in their original animation style in a family therapy office.
Bart! Can the cheddar and fetch me a bologna sandwich.
Why don't you fetch it yourself, man?
He pulls and contorts his face.
Bart's making faces!
Shut up, you kids, and bring me bologna.
They brawl in a cloud of dust and stars.
Wait nicely.
They pull her and Maggie in.
Simpson family?
They brawl their way into the therapist's office.
Now, I believe that to solve Homer's problem, he must face what's inside the coffin.
Forget it, Doc. What if that's my marriage in there?
Marriage. What's in the box, man?
Bart opens the coffin. Fish pour out and start to quickly fill the room.
See what your monkey shines have done, boy?
Still smells better than your gym socks, man.
Why, you little... I'll teach you to make fun of my socks!
Here, quick! Everyone into my dream!
Lisa and Marge hook everyone up to the dream machine and they all fall asleep. They find themselves on stage at the Old Globe Theater.
What brings thy merry band to Stratford's plains?
Forsooth, a mystery
in your dreams.
Bart hooks everyone up to the dream machine. Lisa pouts.
We never do my thing.
She falls asleep with the others. Now the family stands on a beach facing a city built from giant beers, bacon, sandwiches, pizza, and donuts.
Oh, I know this dream. It's the land of my innermost thoughts and fondest desires.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Welcome back, handsome.
A beer keg with long, shapely legs and Marge hair pulls him close.
Marge, this is my friend, Keggy.
She licks his face with a pizza-sliced tongue. Marge grabs his ear and drags him away. Outside the junk food city, the lard lad serves as a Statue of Liberty. The family walks through the city streets, passing a giant H. The road and its bordering junk food buildings turn skyward, then curl over their heads. The family walks up the road. They pass a Grecian temple engraved with the word Homeropolis. Its dome formed of a giant bald head, and its entrance flanked by two Homer Sphinx statues. Atop a Quickie Mart, a massive squishy machine pours streams of colorful slush into a pond. Homer eagerly runs inside the store and encounters a giant-headed Apu.
In this fantasy Quickie Mart, you'll get your change in bacon.
Woohoo! At an intersection, Marge finds Homer leaving a Moe's Tavern. There's one on every corner.
Mother's a Ford drunk driving.
Moms wave picket signs, including sobriety is boring.
Dad, if this is your fantasy world, how come Flanders is here?
Hi, diddly ho, dream team.
A giant lawnmower cuts into pieces.
Where's my god now?
Marge grabs Homer.
Homie, we're here to find answers to your problem. We know there's a marriage in trouble, and it has something to do with fish.
Oh, lighten up, Marge. I take you to the Disneyland of me and you just want to go to the lost and found. Well, guess what? We're staying in this dream forever.
Homer runs beneath a sign reading Mr. Simpson's Wild Ride. He gets in a roller coaster car and rides the steep looping track through a giant model of his head.
I'm in me! Oh, I love the down, Park! Here comes!
In the real world, Professor Frink reads Scientific Springfieldian as the family sleeps. The cops burst in.
Unplug these people, Dr. Kerdorkian. Oh, you foolish man. If I unhook them now, I won't know if this is safe to use on chimps. All right, I'll do it myself. Give me that. Give me it.
He and Frink wrestle over the machine. It flies loose and tumbles across the floor. In the Dream City, the junk food skyscrapers crumble. The family dodges a giant Homer head as it crashes to the street. A huge Duff bottle topples, and its contents flood the roads in a powerful tsunami. The beer carries the Simpsons and multiple Moes toward a massive hot dog roller. Its grinding gears crush the family car.
Ah, quick! Come up the gears with Moes!
The family shoves the Moes into the gears, jamming the works to a halt.
Hey, you know what's good for cleaning Moe gunk out of your gears? White vinegar.
In slow motion, Wiggum and Frink fly at each other. The professor's fist meets the police chief's cheek. Lou and Eddie look on.
We're gonna be here a long time.
The machine goes flying from the slow motion fight. In the first dream level, the sleeping family plummets toward the rocks. In the next, fish threaten to bury them. In the next, audience members pelt them with produce. In the final dream level, they swim away from the gears which chew up the Moes. Death flies over with a jetpack.
Death, you're a lifesaver!
He uses his scythe to pluck the family from the beer flood and flies them to the rooftop of a skyscraper shaped like a TV remote.
Thank you, Death. And may I ask, what's taken so long with Larry King?
I am not.
He removes a mask.
Death.
Mom?
Grandma!
Mona, you're alive?
No, but I live on in Homer's dreams.
Just like my hair.
It sprouts.
That's Jennifer Aniston's hair on Friends.
Exactly like Chandler, always criticizing.
Now, I have something to show you. Something that just might help Homer wake up dry.
She opens a shed door, revealing a huge movie theater on the other side. They all go in and sit. A movie shows Homer as a boy vacationing with his young parents.
While you boys are out playing in the boat, I'll go to the store and pick us up some dinner.
No need! With two Simpson men in a boat, we'll bring you back a pile of fish!
I'm in charge of the tackle box.
He dumps its contents over his head and swallows a lure.
And we're off!
Man, Homer, you've always been a loser.
You little... There's nothing in this dream world that can't strangle you!
Bart's seat strangles him in the movie.
I heard you and Mommy yelling again last night.
Oh, no, no. It was just a TV show. Mitch Miller was yelling at one of his idiot singers. You just concentrate on catching the fish and not whether there'll be someone there to cook it. I got a bite!
We get a fish! We get a fish!
All right, settle down there, boy.
After we eat it, can we let it go? Can we catch a submarine?
Dancing excitedly, Homer capsizes the small fishing boat.
You got home hours late with no fish. It was only a few weeks later that I left your father for good.
You left him because I tipped the boat over and ruined the vacation?
Pathetic. A kid who can't keep his parents' marriage together is no kid at all.
It's true. I failed the basic duty of childhood. And then when I took Bart fishing, it all came back. And the guilt made me wet the bed.
Case closed. Now let's return our dream skis.
Case not closed. Hmm? Homer, you have nothing to feel guilty about. And I can show you. Roll the film, Cletus.
Roll the film, Cletus. Kiss me, Cletus. Whatever you say, boss lady.
In the movie, Grandpa carries a sleeping Homer.
Sorry, Mona. We had more of an adventure than we planned on.
It's okay, Abe. You brought back the only treasure I care about.
She kisses Homer's head.
And when the time came that I had to leave your father, I knew you were in good hands.
I'm cured! I'll never wet the bed again!
And maybe you'll stop overeating, too.
No can do, baby.
The movie theater starts to crumble around them.
And never forget, Homer. The three of us will always be together in your memory. Right next to the movie trivia.
Stanley Kubrick wanted Robin Williams to star in The Shining.
Casablanca was originally going to star Ronald Reagan.
There was a Grease 2 and I wasn't in it.
Homer shoves the movie stars aside.
Shuspin!
And now, you'd better run along, sweetheart.
Goodbye.
Sitting on Mona's other side, young Grandpa and Homer watch the theater crumble around them. As the city collapses, Homer wakes on the old globe stage, then in the therapist's office, then in the wintry freefall, and finally in his living room.
Woohoo! I'm dry! Come on, everybody! Feel Daddy's underpants!
We'll take your word for it.
Later in bed.
So what do I do again?
Spin the top. If it falls over, we're in reality. If it spins forever, we're still in a dream.
All right.
Homer spins the top on his nightstand.
Look at it go! All right! Hey, since it's a dream, let's ride our bikes naked around town.
Sounds like a plan.
They run out, shedding their clothes. The top falls over near a window that shows them bicycling naked.
Is that hail coming down?
Just dream hail. Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh dream hail! Ow! Oh! Hey, there's a dream truck! Ow!
Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.
When you were little, you dreamed you were big. You must have been something, a real tiny kid.
When you were big and needed advice, you reached for your mom. You dreamed me alive. And your dream had a name. And the name told your story. It's called Growing.